This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Next story is the biggest donut scandal since Ariana Grande's tongue went to Lake Elsinore.
A baker.
What?
Wow. Local broadcasting's gayest man just made a reference to several years ago. Ariana Grande was in some donut shop,
yeah,
and licked some donuts.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, I could have lived to have been 100 and not remembered that. Oh, let's see what kind of reaction the other big minds in the studio give him. The big thinkers.
Biggest donut scandal since Ariana Grande's tongue went to Lake Elsinore.
What does that mean?
A baker. Remember, she licked the donuts at the donut shop?
Oh, yeah,
how
that's
quickly
right.
We forget.
Oh, yes. I didn't even
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a scandal.
Yeah, so now.
There is an older guy, and you can hear him in the background going, There's an older guy sitting there who I guarantee you has had enough.
He's just back there sitting on his balls, contemplating if he's got strong enough rope at home.
God give me the strength to end my life tonight.
Is this beam load bearing?
Someone save my life tonight, sugar man.
Oh, speaking of, earlier this week, Eric Kerman died.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that? This all by myself.
Yeah.
We're sitting here talking about it working. It wasn't me, and I was so angry. I didn't think of it. One guy says, "Geez, I hope he wasn't all alone when he died."
God damn it.
Oh, that's a great fucking joke.
I didn't hear Eric Carmen. Really?
Eric Carmen's gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Out. Deuces.
Later, bitches. let's see. Yeah. American singer songwriter. He was with the Raspberries, of course. Best known for Go All the Way, All by Myself. Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes.
I'd forgotten all about Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes.
Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. She Did It. And Make Me Lose Control. Huh.
I know about two of those songs. Probably have heard some of the others before.
And again, it's, 50,000 fucking years ago, but All by Myself was an enormous
huge
song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yikes.
Yep.
Yeah, he had some hits. Look at him. 1984, Carmen and Dean Pitchford co-wrote Almost Paradise, the love theme from the film Footloose.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't remember who sang that. It wasn't him.
No.
It was a duet.
Ann Wilson and Mike Reno, it says.
Thank you.
Yep. The Mike Reno?
The Mike Reno. Yep.
Let's see.
Mike? You don't come to Reno one time. Come into our God-fearing town with your dancing and your loud music.
Is that the fucking, you know...
Ren McCormick.
I mean, is that the fucking, you know...
What?
A plot for a movie? They can't dance in town? What is this, the fucking 1870s?
Well, that town was. Yeesh. There's still fucking towns like that. You go out to fucking Iowa or fucking Nebraska or something. There's God-fearing people out there.
Nebraska. I bet in Utah.
You ever had Nebraska pussy?
Jeff, I still mark the anniversary.
Mike, you don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that.
Exactly.
He thought he was going to tell his brother where the fucking bear shit. Fucking cool as a cucumber, man.
Mike.
Right there at that moment, Mike. Sitting in that fucking hotel room in that casino in Vegas, Mike was already planning to put one in the back of Fredo's head.
He sure was. Yeah, it was over. Yeah. I can do things.
I'm smart.
I'm smart. I'm smart. I can do things.
I'm smart.
I'm smart. Are you afraid, Fredo?
No.
No. Fredo, not smart.
Old Johnny Areola or whatever his name was.
Johnny Areola.
Old Johnny Ola.
Johnny Areola. Hey, everybody.
This next story is the biggest donut scandal since Ariana Grande's tongue went to Lake Elsinore.
I think the donut you have to sit on.
You can hear it in his voice. He's just bursting to get that fucking joke out.
He felt so good about that. Woke up from a cold sweat at fucking 2 a.m. Jotted it down on his fucking Ariana Grande stationery on the side of his bed. This Fruit Loop idiot.
Ariana Grande trapper keeper.
Oh, I would trap her and keep her. She does nothing for me. I just saw her in a commercial or SNL thing or something, and she just does nothing for me. Man. Wasn't she like the first super famous girl to be fucking Pete Davidson?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah,
or no, wasn't he fucking Kim Kardashian from? No, that was after. That was way after.
I think she put him on the map. Ariana. Yeah.
Pete Davidson has got the greatest gimmick for pussy in the history of chasing pussy because his dad died on 9/11. Mm-hmm. Okay. And every girl is like, he manifests his pain through comedy and I can fix him. Every single girl. And then he gets a hold of them and whips out that that 9-inch donger on him. And takes him to Pound Town.
He's uglier than Mick Jagger.
He is a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has got to be throwing some pie. Now, by all accounts, Pete Davidson has a huge cock. By all accounts.
Okay.
But he pulls down some fucking high-level ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe it can be just as cock. I don't know. Maybe women are just as fucking dumb as men are, but... Man, I mean, you know Kim Kardashian barely felt that thing. All she's ever fucked is black guys.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then Pete, you know? she barely felt that thing.
9-inch white hog just ain't the same as a 9-inch black hog.
It's like trying to fuck a big Montana. What are you doing? You stick your dick in it and you feel something.
You talking about the sandwich from Arby's?
Yes, that's right. That's right. The big Montana.
Say you or me, Montana.
My money'd be on you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I haven't watched a Kim Kardashian fuck tape. I watched it. I'd fuck that girl in 2 seconds. Brian, do you have any interest? Yes. Of course I would fuck that girl. Badly. And not for long. But I would say yes to it in 2 seconds. Hell yes. Fuck yes. But I'll tell you this. I would have zero impact on that pussy.
No, yeah.
She would barely know I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than my weight slamming against her.
Why can't I breathe? Somebody get this beluga off of me.
If it's not going to give me caviar eggs, beat it.
Wow.
Of course you're going to fuck Kim Kardashian. The fact that she's half plastic, take that out of it. Of course you're going to fuck that girl. And you act like you're not going to fuck her. You're lying. You're lying. I'm not saying she doesn't make some bad decisions.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Is she the one that's been with Kanye all this
time? Oh, yeah. They were married for a long time.
They're not, though, anymore.
No, not anymore.
He's like fucking cuckoo shit, isn't he?
Yeah, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's fucking went the other way.
Bad shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think you went bad shit.
Anyway, that's my whole bit on fucking Kim Kardashian. Of course you're going to fuck that girl. That's my whole bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can fix him. I can help. I can help Pete Davidson feel better. Can you? With that dumb pussy? Sure.
Hey, Pete. How's the folks? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Well, okay, pretty lady. You're going to suck all the fucking paint out of me? All right.
Yeah. He's a fuck.
Half retarded. He's half. Right. The lower half. He's apparently got a fucking retard cock.
A baker.
What does that mean?
A baker. And remember, she licked the donuts at the donut shop.
Oh yeah.
I got a donut you can lick.
He's so mad you can hear it too. He's mad that nobody got it.
No, but
he had to explain it.
There's an old guy in the back going. Like he's had it.
Yeah, Baker, remember she licked the donuts at the donut shop?
Oh, yeah,
how quickly
right.
We forget.
Oh, yes. I didn't know I remember that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Fucking shoot me now.
Fucking. Where in the fucking world is Lee Harvey Oswald when I need him? Where's the Las Vegas shooter when I need him? God damn it.
I didn't even
know. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a scandal.
Yeah, so now we know how long it takes to get uncanceled for that kind of behavior. 10 years ago. A baker in Long Island, though, is under fire after allegedly trying to pass off their donuts as vegan and gluten-free. The problem was they were most likely from Dunkin'.
What?
Now, if that's not funny, wait till you hear how Sherlock Holmes figured it out. Okay? You don't need to be Benedict Cumberbatch to figure this one out. Yeah, no. This...
What?
Yes. So Cindy Snacks is the name of a vegan marketplace in...
A porn star I jerked off to a few times. Cindy Snacks. S-N-A-X-X-X.
Got them little fucking A cups on there, just little snacks, you know?
I just felt something twitch. Holy smokes.
It's the name of a vegan marketplace in Long Island. The owners say they received an order from a local baker, one of their suppliers, called the Savory Fig. They were opening up the boxes and noticed a donut with the iconic Dunkin' color scheme.
Savory Fig.
Yeah.
My porn name back in the day.
Oh, I bet.
Donut with the iconic Dunkin' color scheme and little tiny sprinkles on top with the letter D. So the owner contacted the baker.
Got it? They got Dunkin' sprinkles on the fucking donuts. And the guy goes,
huh.
Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute. This doesn't seem right to me.
Stop the deep fryers.
Top with the letter D. So the owner contacted the baker, who denied that they would ever do such a thing.
I know. I'm sure they're very good.
And affirmed that they were vegan and gluten-free.
Mm.
Now, the owners were still unsure, so they actually ran a
stands for delicious.
They ran.
It's just a coincidence.
They ran gluten tests on the fucking
vegan
donuts.
And gluten-free. Mm. Now, the owners were still unsure, so they actually ran a gluten-detecting chemical test on the donut. And
guess what, Jeff? It was off
I bet
the,
they found gluten.
It was off the fucking charts.
No
gluten.
Shit.
Yeah.
There's a gluten chart, huh? Huh.
Yeah.
Good.
So much gluten that it was fucking... Yeah. This is why you don't want it so much.
Can I see your diagnosis for celiac disease, please? If not, eat the fucking donut and shut your fucking hole.
Oh, that is so right on, man.
Oh, my God.
Can I get a note from
doctor? Can I see your diagnosis, please, for celiac disease?
Yes.
If not, fucking eat. Shut the fuck up and eat. Before I jam this fucking wheat right down your goddamn throat. Tired of your fucking gluten allergy fucking gimmick.
Hey, you brush those gimmicks in your mouth, they're called teeth.
They're called teeth. Fuck you and being allergic to every goddamn thing on this planet.
Chemical test on the donut and found that at the very least, it was not gluten-free.
Oh,
the owners posted the story on
at the very least
Instagram, calling out the baker, saying the donut could have actually killed somebody with a dairy allergy.
Mm.
The market has since contacted the New York Department of Agriculture and Food Inspector to do an investigation.
Ugh,
but the marketplace...
I waste anyone's valuable time on this.
The baker and Dunkin' have had no comment, so we don't know for sure if this was actually from Dunkin' Donuts or maybe somehow they had the Dunkin' sprinkles.
Yeah.
But at the very least, not what it was supposed to be.
Ooh. You know how you solve that problem in a capitalist society? You don't go to that fucking donut shop anymore.
No.
Don't patronize them. Spread the word. Their donuts taste like dick. And it's not gluten-free dick either.
Excuse me, but is your cum gluten-free?
I don't know. Shut up.
Why don't you run a test on a sweetheart?
Gluten test. Good gracious.
Be gluten in the back of your throat. Galoot. You dang galoot.
Yeah, you big galoot.
I had a big galoot, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Did you? Galoot to back of your throat. Propped up on my Twitter feed the other night, a guy broke into a Pizza Hut. This ended up being 6 years old, this story.
Ah.
Guy broke into a Pizza Hut and called 911, said he was Jesus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Hotpoint 911, what is your emergency? Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in. I'm
Wait
here.
A minute.
Jesus is here now. He's back. He's back to Earth.
I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think our Lord and Savior it was sauced.
he's had a
little
too
bit
many,
of the wine.
Huh? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, turn that shit back into water.
You might want to hydrate yourself there.
Yes,
fucking chemical
but
Jesus.
He sounds inebriated.
chemical Jesus.
Jesus is here now. He's back. He's back to Earth.
Uh huh. Thanks for
that. All right, and all right. You don't work there.
All right.
No, I just broke.
All right,
guys. Like, oh, this night just got good.
Fucking just, you gotta talk to these yahoos all fucking night, right? All
right.
I-9-1-1. What is your emergency? Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back. He's back to Earth. All right, and so you don't work there.
All right. Go, all right, sir.
Listen, go back and play this again and listen to this 911 operator's extreme professionalism.
Yeah.
Until he hears that, he goes, yeah, all right, let's
All right. Let's get into it, Henry.
Let's go.
I-9-1-1, what is your emergency? Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm...
the kicker is the alarm going off in the background. God, am I entertained by this.
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back. He's back to Earth. All right, and so you don't work there? No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
So he's calling from the Pizza Hut phone.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
What's your name again? My name is Jesus.
What's your last name,
Jesus? Christ.
Oh, what the fuck did you think he was gonna say? You.
Okay. And what?
All right.
What do you look like? I look like Jesus.
What the fuck do you think I look like?
Fucking you moron!
Did you got a Jesus clock? I look like Jesus.
What else am I supposed to look like? Why'd you do that? Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want.
Fair enough.
We're tired of Judases on this earth.
Oh.
We're going to clean this earth up.
Oh. We're going to do that one pizza at a time, apparently.
Pizza one Mountain Dew at a time.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus needs fuel for this crusade. He gets it with Brondo.
Jesus might want to get his arteries checked.
Might want to fucking attend a fucking AA meeting or two.
Yeah, well.
Go get you that fucking coin.
Clean this earth up.
I fucking love the alarm going off. God damn it.
So what are you up to?
Yeah, so what are you guys doing tonight? You want to go over for some pizza?
So what's going on over there? You guys all right?
So many crimes lately?
We're going to clean this earth up.
Yeah, the boy.
So what are you up to, man?
Hey, you know.
Oh, God damn, that's funny. Holy shit.
So what are you up to, man? Where do you live at? I don't. I'm from heaven. Yeah. How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut? I'm from heaven, sir. Okay. And did you break a front window? Yeah, I broke the door window, sir. And did you eat a pizza? Yeah.
Yep.
Had a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. maybe he got dropped off there from the mothership by oh god damn it. I had who are the Hale-Bopp fucking nutcases?
Oh.
Little Bo Peep and God damn, what'd the dude call himself?
I'm never going to remember
that.
God
damn it.
That's hilarious.
Pizza? Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, baby.
Jesus drinks Mountain Dew and eats Pizza Hut pizza.
You going to stay there for a minute? Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't got any weapons or anything on you, do you? No, I'm not violent, sir. Okay.
I'm Jesus.
Well, I bet that glass door would fucking disagree on your violence thing.
Just hungry?
I got this sword stuck in my side.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you know, I got a spear tip. It hurts like a motherfucker.
Violence,
sir. I've had a spear tip in the side of me for a while now.
These holes in my palms are killing me.
Okay.
Okay.
Just hungry?
Jesus.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Wow. That is an ancient reference.
Holes in palms, Jesus.
Wow.
Not violent, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Just hungry? Yeah, I was starving to death.
Remember, yeah. Do you remember that voicemail I left you? Hi, this is Holy Palms Resort calling. This is Jesus.
I do remember that now that you say that, yeah.
This town. I'm from Indiana.
Oh, shit.
You're from Indiana?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. People keep beating me up.
No shit.
Where have you been?
Turn the other cheek, you fucking religious fanatic.
Huh. Keep beating me up.
Yeah.
Where have you been staying at? Everywhere. I keep getting kicked out of places.
No kidding.
Wonder if it's your propensity for breaking glass and stealing food that gets you kicked out of places.
Probably smelling like a manger.
Jesus Christ, man. Where are the people pleasing?
Jesus Christ, man. That has got to be one of the funniest fucking bits. Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ, man. Where are the people pleasing?
Tried to strong arm me into giving a room.
Up to my neck and died, Dr. Pepper.
Uncle B.S., where were you December 24th, 1 hour B.C.? December 24th, 1 hour B.C. Working as a part-time night desk clerk, Bethlehem, Israel. Place called the North Star Motor Lodge. Booked up out the rear end. Trying to get my Caesar census form filled out and stock a Coke machine all at the same time. Up to my butt and caffeine-free Dr. Pepper. Some carpenter strolls in with a pregnant wife, a tired mule, and a bad attitude. Trying to strong-arm me into throwing two Roman soldiers out of room 107. I told him, Jesus Christ, man, we're in the people placing business.
You're from Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
People keep beating me up.
Yeah.
Where have you been staying at?
Everywhere. I keep getting kicked out of places.
Mm-hmm.
I got schizophrenia, sir.
Yeah, nobody else is there with you?
No kidding.
Say it ain't so.
Wow.
Quick.
That's it.
Good,
done.
And good night, nurse.
Jesus has got shit to do.
Well, now, so that was just about 6 years ago almost.
Is there a follow-up?
Oh, is there a follow-up?
Yeah?
Jesus Christ. We had to get out the fucking tiny violin section for this asshole.
Oh, no.
His stupid mom pops up on the news. Oh, he's sick and mad. Homeless. Why don't you take him in then, you fucking bleeding heart asshole? Jesus Christ, man. Where are the people pleasing?
A recent story got national attention. A triad man reported himself to 911 after breaking into a High Point Pizza Hut.
To the dispatcher, he claimed he was Jesus Christ and said he had a pizza and a soda. But there's a lot more to this story than just the headline. WFMY News' Erica Stapleton sat down with the man's mother, who's sharing the whole story.
He got fucking breadsticks too, didn't he?
God damn.
And I just broke
it. A lot more to this story than just the headline. WFMY News' Erica Stapleton sat down with the man's mother, who's sharing the whole story.
God damn, I mean, that is riding that hi-hat, man. Like, that is... it's like fucking disco.
Said he had a pizza and a soda. But there's a lot more to this story than just the headline.
Tell Bill I said have a pizza and a soda and shut the fuck up.
Headline. WFMY News' Erica Stapleton sat down with the man's mother, who's sharing the whole story.
Damn, that's cooking.
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut.
It's easy to take these words and form an opinion.
Yeah, fun too.
We did too. A lot of fun.
Fun too.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. We're having a blast.
At Jesus's expense.
It's easy to take these words and form an opinion.
You don't work there? No, I just broke in, had a pizza, I'm Jesus.
But if you keep listening to this 911 call, you'd realize the voice on the other end is a person, not...
No shit, lady.
Wow. I had no clue. Did you? You're a lot sharper than I am, man. Did you realize I was a dude? God damn, boy. I fucking duped again. Duped again. What the fuck? They get me every time, Brian. Every fucking time.
Me too.
I think I got it. Nope. They fucking pull one over on me.
They keep pulling me back in.
They just keep pulling me back in.
Ah, fuck. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I am. Right.
Okay. It's a person.
No, I just broke in. Had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
But if you keep listening to this 911 call, you'd realize the voice on the other end is a person, not a punchline.
I got schizophrenia, sir.
I beg to differ.
I must disagree.
Have you listened to our show?
Yes.
Diagnosed
with... We've
been
punching this fucking bag for the last 10 minutes.
Boy, I tell you what. The other morning, it was 11 minutes. Just punching my bag.
You got a whole 11 minutes in? Congratulations.
Yeah, well...
All that for a couple of drops of frothy goodness?
Shouldn't have to take that long when you start getting older. It should be the exact opposite of the way it is in life. When you're young, you come in 6 seconds. And when you're old, it takes you, you know, fucking hour and a half, circus acts, wenches and pulleys and fucking every goddamn thing else. How does that make sense? Make it make sense to me, Jeff.
I can't. I mean, goddamn, you see how easy the evening news fools me. I mean, what do you expect? Look at your hopes up.
Pizza Hut.
It's easy to take these words and form an opinion.
Fun, too.
So you don't work there? No, I just broke in. Had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
But if you keep listening to this 911 call, you'd realize the voice on the other end is a person, not a punchline.
I got schizophrenia, sir.
He was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia at age 19.
Alice York says for several years, life was manageable for her son, Richard Pintero. But then it got worse.
Until he became the Lord and Savior.
Yeah, and then
fucking everything went to hell.
She's like standing on her mount and giving sermons. And,
getting betrayed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. The Last Supper. Listen, we need 3 tables pushed together. We're only going to sit on one side. Really? Come on. That's ridiculous. What if I put 2 big tables together for you and you sit around it like a fucking...
Jesus Christ, you're taking up all my fucking tables. God, come on, Jesus.
Oh my... Beat it, Jesus. Come on. I need this table. I work for tips, you selfish Jew.
What are you doing, a bris?
You beat it. Are you doing a bris? Get out of here.
We're going to need this room for all the tips.
What a bit, but a bit.
Several years, life was manageable for her son, Richard Quintero. But then it got worse. She says her son became a ward of the state with a special treatment team. And
well, you know, we're missing a lot of detail from schizophrenic at 19, manageable for years, .. ward of the state. There's a lot that went on there. We are just not hearing about, because they're trying to pull your heartstrings.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Take your medication and stay strapped to your bed, you lunatic.
It got worse. She says her son became a ward of the state with a special treatment team, and he was likely homeless the night of the break-in.
It was the most heart-wrenching thing to turn on a radio.
And was it more or less heart-wrenching than when you kicked him out of the home and he became a ward of the state? More or less heart-wrenching is my question to you, madam.
Radio and hear my son's voice being used as a soundbite for entertainment.
The heartache.
I mean, to be fair.
Warn you now, don't listen to our show, okay?
To be fair. It's hilarious. So, just take that piece of knowledge with you.
For entertainment.
The heartache kept coming. Although Alice is his mother, she's not his legal guardian.
Your mother.
Yeah. Which means she hasn't been able to visit him or see how he's doing.
Yeah, because she gave him up. Ward of the state.
Well, just hanging out for a pizza. I'll just show up eventually, sounds like.
Blocked. I've been left out of all the communications.
There's a lot that happened before.
But we're not going to hear that part.
No, we're not going to hear that fucking story.
That might take the shine off this little fucking fairy tale of theirs. They're not going to sucker me in again, Brian. They're not.
You're not going to be fooled again?
I won't get fooled again.
Won't get fooled again.
God, I hate that band.
What, the Who?
I fucking hate
really?
Them.
Really?
I do.
Huh.
There's like two songs of theirs that I can half-ass stomach listening to.
What are those?
Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah.
That's the Teenage Wasteland song. Right? I like that song.
I've just heard it a million times.
Right. Yeah. I hate Generation. You better bet your liar. You better whatever.
You better you bet. That's a good jam.
That's all right. But just, you know what? I don't like Pete Townsend and I don't like Roger Daltrey. They irritate the fuck out of me.
I don't like the fact that Pete Townsend likes to cruise for child porn and
that's a big part of it too.
Tell the police it's research. I don't like that. You know, but we all have our crosses to bear, you know.
Yeah, fucking John Entwistle standing there playing the fucking bass like nobody's ever fucking seen before. Goddamn fucking pipe hanging out the side of his mouth. Fucking looking around like fucking Charlie Watts, you know, but his fingers are his other hands just can't even see it. It's moving so fucking fast. Fucking genius.
She's not his legal guardian, which means she hasn't been able to visit him or see how he's doing.
I've been blocked. I've been left out of all the communications.
After his...
You chose that.
Well...
His arrest on March 21st, he was taken to Guilford County Jail. About 3 weeks after that, she had to learn secondhand that Richard was taken to High Point Regional after he tried to bite off his own tongue.
Was taken to jail. A few days later, brought before Pontius Pilate. Said, God,
trying
you
to bite
guys,
off his own
did you
tongue.
Touch him? Go wash your fucking hands.
What are you doing?
Then she learned he had been transferred to the hospital at Central Prison in Raleigh. But this week, a breakthrough. After several calls with prison...
Someone shot him? A breakthrough, finally. I hope the bullet broke through his skull and did society a fucking favor. Finally, a breakthrough. Oh, all right, good. Good. Jesus Christ. Finally, a breakthrough. Some reason I doubt that.
Central Prison in Raleigh. But this week, a breakthrough. Mm. After several calls with prison officials, she'll be allowed to visit her son Saturday.
Mm. I'm a little afraid. I don't know what I'm going
to... He's going to try to jump through the fucking glass to strangle me? Yeah.
Would you, if this were you...
Would you?
Would you take a... pizza at Pizza and a Mountain Dew for him?
Jeff?
I think I would.
You can't talk me out of it.
Can you even get a personal pan pizza anymore at Pizza Hut? Do they still do that shtick?
Yes.
That gimmick?
They do that gimmick. And at the height of COVID, I called the Pizza Hut and asked for one. I'll swing by
a
and pick it up.
Personal pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An order of breadsticks is what I asked.
Yeah.
And the guy said, I say guy, but he was a kid. On the other end of the phone said, okay, but why would you do that when you could order this instead? I swear to you, that's a true story. And I went, because that's not what I fucking asked for. Now, if I had thought he was fucking around or whatever, I'd have been like, ha ha, do what I tell you. Cheese monkey and let's fucking go. But that's not how. And I said, because that's not what I fucking asked for. And then, well, I gotta talk to my manager. And I went, fuck this. And I hung up on him.
Some fucking medicated fucking...
No, it was just a guy trying not to work.
I gotta talk to my manager about a customer placing an order.
Yeah. So
fuck you, Junior.
So I immediately tweeted that I'm going to get a job at Pizza Hut so I can work my way up through the ranks of management and fire whoever that fucking kid was. Then Pizza Hut Twitter messages me and says, hey, we'd like to know more about this. Could you send us a direct message? To which I said, I appreciate the offer, Pizza Hut, but that would get in the way of my plan of getting fired and promoted through management to fire whoever this dipshit kid is.
Thank you. How's it going with that, by the way? Did you get him fired yet?
I couldn't get the job.
You still on the cheese slicer, are you?
my crust-making skills were lacking. I told them you should see my underwear.
That's insane. God damn. Look, look, I have samples if you need, you know, you need to see my skill.
I'm going to need a fork to scrape some off, but and a plate.
It's going
to
look like it's a little overdone, but that's, no, you know.
The smell is going to be profound, but I guarantee you it's crust.
You ever have a corn and peanut crust?
Oh, smells like chicken McNuggets and taint.
Taint that a shame. Oh, wow.
My crust making skills.
Yeah. I heard you.
Jeff, if I couldn't get hired at a pizza, I've seen some of the mongrels these places hire. Try walking it to a Little Caesars and find someone with an IQ over 85 and a reading comprehension over fifth grade. I defy you to find one. I dare you to find one.
Not now.
No. Thin crust? Nope. Afraid not.
No, mine are usually pretty thick.
Yeah, it's thick, all right.
Get that pan pizza look going on.
Richard was taken to High Point Regional after he tried to bite off his own tongue. Then she learned he had been transferred to the hospital at Central Prison in Raleigh. But this week, a breakthrough.
Oh.
After several calls with prison officials, she'll be allowed to...
He did the right thing and flung himself off a fucking cliffside? A breakthrough? I'm saying as a society, we should probably have had enough by this fucking point. And I realize the guy is, you know.
No.
This week, a breakthrough. After several calls with prison officials, she'll be allowed to visit her son Saturday.
Now, I'm a little afraid. I don't know what I'm going to see or what I'm going to encounter, but I do get to see him.
Well, you know what? If you'd kept up with him and not fucking disown him and shit, you'd fucking know.
Right. Yeah. But you keep pumping, you know, have an IV drip of Thorazine into his fucking vein and keep him in the goddamn house. Oh. Oh.
I'm telling you, that is going to fucking stink.
It's going to be bad, huh?
That's fucking hot.
Like this.
But I do.
Why does it always feel like a fart comes out feeling 120 degrees? Why is that always the case?
120?
Oh, man. I mean,
This one's pushing the boiling point. Fucking magma. That's how that crust forms.
Boiling point might be an episode title. Boiling point.
Oh, it's just.
Is it bad? Is it bad? Jeff is shaking his head like a dog that just had canned air sprayed into his face.
Well,
holy shit.
Canned shit sprayed into my face from my own ass.
I got it.
That was that lesser known Canadian band, Canned Shit.
Well, you can't be that.
From the swinging 60s there.
On the bowl again. I'm on the bowl again.
Back up the toilet. I'm going up the toilet. Gonna shit up the back.
I'm on the bowl again.
Why did the guy that sang for that band
sound like annoying?
Sounded like, why did he sound like a 20-year-old squeak toy out of a out of a fucking animal toy? Shut up, you fucking hippies.
I'm on the bowl again.
Canned Heat, were they Canadian?
Okay. I mean,
harmonics.
That's a hell of a little groove right there.
It is a groove.
I can get on with that.
Yeah, I could too.
All right. I'm on the ball again. Tell me. Not happening. Tell me it's not happening. Oh, I'm on the pizza and a Mountain Dew. I'm on the bowl again. I'm on the bowl again.
Burger King onion rings.
Oh, I'm on the bowl again. My asshole is blown to bits. I'm on the bowl again. I'm on the bowl again. I'm on the ball again.
I'm on the ball again. But I'm so tired of crying. I'm on the flight. I'm on the ball again. I'm on the
ball again. So tired of chapped asshole. On the ball again.
You know the first time I tried
on the flight.
In the rain and snow.
Oh, fuck me, man.
You know the first time I fired a flight. In the rain and snow.
First time I tried to fight. It's on the bowl again. First time I tried to fight.
Oh, holy shit. Wow. I'm on the bowl again.
I'm on the bowl again.
Boy, that just fits perfectly.
I didn't have no Pharaoh, not even no
Pharaoh. Lesser known novel by Jack Ciliak on the bowl.
Jack Ciliak. God damn it. Bring it all around. Jeff Durant's goddamn comedic genius.
She said, Lord have mercy on my pizza stealing son. Bit his tongue off. Transferred to a hospital.
Schizophrenia. There was a breakthrough. I don't know again.
I don't know my own son. I'm shitty
on the bowl again.
Yeah, I think that.
Now that band had hits in this fucking country.
Yeah,
this
they did.
Song. shit. Well, what were their fucking other hits?
Up country.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, they had three or four hits in this goddamn country.
Were they a Canadian band though? Did I get that right? I think I might have been mistaking the Guess Who album Canned Wheat for the band Canned Heat. And the Guess Who were Canadian.
Let's see. An American blues rock band.
Yeah, I had it confused then.
But that sounds Canadian. I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
All that fucking nonsense.
Yeah, it is a groove, man.
I mean, it is a
fucking jam.
It's a stone cold groove, baby.
fun. Everybody's just been playing the same fucking thing since the start of this song, man.
Blowing out my asshole like an O-ring on the bowl again. Can't heat. Let's see. Hits. Going up to country. Going up the country and Woodstock. Oh, my fucking Christ.
Yay.
If you want. It's the same fucking lyric. It's the same.
It's the same fucking song, just sped up a little bit. Listen, we're going to sell you this record again with a different name, but you got to put it on 33 now instead of 78.
Speed it up and play it along at home. All right, enough with this. Let's see.
I sent you that fucking clip here a while back of the song that, when you sped it up, sounded like Stevie fucking Nicks.
Yes, it was hilarious.
From the Atlanta Rhythm section. That was fucking bananas. Fucking flutes. Fuck you and your flutes and rock and roll.
Jesus.
Will somebody let this guy's nuts go so he can sing?
It's a very competent bass line.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
that's fucking moving all the time. That guy ain't staying on one note.
I'm going oh, shit all the time.
Fuck you and your nasally gimmick.
Brush those fucking gimmicks in your mouth, they're called teeth. Going to end with that. Stone Cold telling you how to do your fucking.
you should do that in American Hitler's voice.
You brush those gimmicks in your mouth, they're called teeth. I fucking howled when I saw this.
When you get in that goddamn shower, hit the bar of soap, put a little water on it, and rub it all underneath your armpits, around your balls, and your fucking asshole, would you, you smelly prick? Here's a tube of toothpaste. What you do is you pour some of this out on a little toothbrush, and you scrub them fucking gimmicks in your mouth. They're called teeth. Get all that yellow shit off of them. Your breath don't smell like a motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Deodorant. It's a miracle worker. You put it under your
miracle worker
fucking armpits. You get me? You fucking Viking. Last but not least.
fucking Viking. That's stupid.
You trust
you. You fucking Viking.
Hairbrush. This thing does a goddamn wonders if you got the fucking hair. I ain't got no fucking hair. Comb that fucking shit.
Comb that fucking shit. You fucking Viking.
You fucking Viking?
All right.
Well, listen, everybody. Thanks for listening this week. And thanks for listening every week, as a matter of fact. And we will see you soon, very soon, on TGO Radio.
The show is over.